You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Anna. I currently need a roadside assistance.
Yes, hi. I need a roadside assistance. My name is Amber McCarroll. Did you name me spell my last name?
You say your first name was Amber?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Can you spell it for me?
I'm sorry?
Can you spell your last name for me?
M-C-C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
M-C-C-A-R-R-L-L.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And can you verify your callback number just in case we get disconnected?
I'm sorry.
Can you verify your callback number just in case we get disconnected?
423-497. 9314.
Four, two, three, 917.
497.
497. So 423-497.
Yes, 9314.
Four two three nine seven nine three one four. And are you in a safe location?
Yes.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding service today with the provider's information?
Yes.
Message and data rates may apply. Can I get your policy number?
I don't know it. Okay.
Do you have your VIN number?
No, I don't. You too. Can you look it up by my name or phone number?
No, ma'am. I need your policy number and your VIN number.
There's no way to look it up. With my name as the customer?
No.
Okay. Well, I purchased the policy in Cleveland, Tennessee. Anyway, you can contact that office and get the information.
No, ma'am. You can contact them and you can give us a call back.
I just don't understand. There's no other way to look me up. Date of birth, email, nothing.
No, ma'am, we only go by policy number and VIN number.
I don't have it. Is there anybody else I could speak with and they'd be able to look it up?
They're going to need the same information.
I filed claims and everything with you guys before. Not able to give you a call back. Is there anybody else I could speak with? Hello?
Give me a minute, ma'am.
Okay.
And what was the year and make and model to your vehicle you were calling in about? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
You're gonna have to call your insurance company, or you can either pay out of pocket since you don't have any of this information.
Is this acceptance insurance?
I'm sorry?
Who am I speaking to? Acceptance insurance?
You're speaking to roadside assistance.
Through acceptance insurance?
If that's who you're calling in about, yes.
Okay. Can you hold on 1 second? Can you hold on?
Are you going to provide me with that information?
Yeah, can you hold on 1 second?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah. 1J8FF28WX8D778168.
And that was for your VIN number?
I guess so.
And your policy number?
Why do you need both?
Because it's not popping up in my system.
CSTN 143548.
You said it was CN?
CSTN.
CSTN? T as in Tom?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the numbers?
CSTN 143548.
And for security reasons, can you verify your call, your address associated with your policy?
Can I identify what?
Can you verify your address associated with your policy?
3458 Atkinson Drive, Northwest, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37312.
And what was the year, make, and model you're calling in about?
08 Jeep Patriot.
And can I get the color?
Black.
And what's going on with your vehicle?
Flat tire.
On what side of the vehicle?
Driver.
Front or back?
Back.
Are you requesting a tire change?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions and you can either say yes or no. Is there a good spare tire in the vehicle?
Yes.
Do you have more than one flat tire?
No.
Does your vehicle have locking hubcaps or wheels?
I don't know.
Does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
I don't know.
Will you be the person with the keys when a provider arrives?
Yes.
Okay. So since you don't know any of the questions that I asked you, I'm just going to let you know, you only get one service every 72 hours. So if the provider comes out there and is not able to assist you, and you call in and they're not able to assist you with
no
that
way
tire
for
change.
Me to know the information. I've never changed the tire, so it's absolutely no way for me to know the information.
I understand that.
So
I understand it, but I'm just letting you know that if you call back and you say that you want a tow because they weren't able to assist you with the tire change, you will have to pay out of pocket.
Why?
Because you
why
said,
am I even paying for insurance? That don't make sense. Why wouldn't, I mean, if you're putting in a system what type of vehicle it is, I mean, wouldn't that pop up? Like,
no,
whatever
ma'am,
came on the car, it's the factory wheel, factory. So whatever came with the car, that's what's on it.
It's not giving us any other information other than the year, make, and model. That's why we're asking you these questions. So can I get your address associated with your where your
3500
where your vehicle
Dodge
is currently
Avenue.
At?
3500 Dodge Avenue, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
I'm sorry, you said 3500.
No.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee. Can I get the zip code?
I don't know the zip code.
Is it a residence that you're currently at?
No.
Do you know the place name?
Goodwill. Corporate office.
Goodwill Industries, Inc., Chattanooga, 3500 Dodds Avenue, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37407. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get in touch with the provider, and you should be receiving a message on your phone regarding the company's name, phone number, and the estimated time of arrival. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No.
All right, well, thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a good day.